Daf is Daf Lamed Aleph. So we got to the Mishnah on the top there. The Mishnah says, Shnei Kedarim Shemhalachin Zachar Zeh. Shnei Kedarim, what's a Kedar? Pottery makers, I think they probably call them in English. Is that what they say?
Potters.
Potters?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potters, okay. Didn't know that was a word. So Shnei Kedarim, two potters. I'm going to call them pottery makers. Shemhalachin Zachar Zeh, who are walking one behind the next. V'nishkal Harisham, and the first guy trips, he stumbles over something. V'nafal, and the first guy falls. V'nishkal Sheni Barishon. Now the second guy walks and falls over the first guy. Harishon Chayiv v'nizkei Sheni. So the first guy, the Niska, he's a posher, like we've been seeing. The posher, he's chayiv on any damage that's caused to the Sheni. That's the Mishnah. So, and I try to think of these things also in our terms, in terms of cars. Two cars are driving, the car suddenly stops. So the guy behind him hits him because the first guy stops. Who's responsible? So from the very, very surface, it seems that the first guy would be chayiv for stopping. But we'll see, perhaps warning the guy behind you, the red lights and all that kind of stuff, or the distance one should have, that might be relevant as well. But that's the idea to think of. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo tema ma'asisin Rabbi Meir hi. Don't say our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Damar nishka poshehu v'chayiv. Don't say that our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir, who holds in general that a person who strips, he's called a poshea, and only he thinks he's chayiv on nizkei sheni. Ela filu rabbanan. Dami Anasu Upater, even Rabbanan, who in general holds that a guy who's niskal, a guy who trips, is actually honest and he's pater for damage, Hacha Chayiv. Here, in this case, the Rishon, even in this case, would be Chayiv, Shehaya lo lamod v'lamod. The guy behind him, look at Rashi, not too many Rashi, four lines down from the top, Shehaya lo lamod, Klomer Bahachi Matokna Masinisan, Shehaha b'nifilaso, Kidei Amida v'lamod. The first guy, you know, had time to get himself up. And he just laid there on the floor and didn't. So it's supposed to be some peel walk. They have some space with it, you know, between each other. The first guy trips, and he could have got up quick enough and got away before the second guy stumbled over him. But he relaxed there, he took it easy there. And for that reason, the first guy is responsible, because even though when he tripped, he was considered honest, but by remaining there, then he's called a poshea. So the Gemara says that, and according to Rav Nachman, that was all Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tema Lo Haya Lo Lamod. Even let's say he, you know, should not have stayed there. So even though we say he could not have got up quick enough, Hayelo Lahazir Velo Hizir, he should have warned the guy. So let's say he fell, and the guy was about to fall on him. He didn't have enough time to stand up. He could have said, "Stop! Wait! Don't walk any further." And he didn't warn him. It's because of the lack of hazhara. That's why he's chayef. Again, I have to bring this to our day and age. When you stop and press the brake lights and the red lights turn on the back, that might be considered the hazhara to warn the guy behind you. So that's why the first guy who stops is not chayiv. It's always the guy behind in the car who hits the guy in front of him. He's always the one who's responsible, because I think that's the hazhara. He sees the red lights and should have been paying attention. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevin de lo haya lo lamod, lo haya lo lehazir titarit. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Since the guy wasn't able to get up, he can't think that quick to warn the guy. So he stumbled, he dropped all his packages, and there's a guy coming at him now. So if he doesn't have the ability to stand up, and he's so worried who's going to knock over him, he doesn't have the proper das to think about warning the guy either. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan thinks he is pater in that case, even though he could have warned him, it's not in his das to warn. So Gemara says, and quotes the Mishnah later on, this is going to be, right, I'm going to base, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Haya bal kore rishon ubal hachavis achram. There's a guy walking with a beam over his shoulder, and there's a guy behind him who's carrying a chavis. So, nishbara chavis bekara pater. There's a guy behind him is carrying the jug and walks forward and hits into the beam in front of him. So the balkar is pater. Because the imam had balkar, but if the balkar stops, and then the Baal Chavis continues to walk and walks into the beam, then he's chayv. Then the Baal Kore is chayv. The Baal Kore is chayv. Why? My lav she'amad l'kasef d'orchehu is not talking about a situation where Rashi was meaning l'kasef. Rashi explained five lines up. L'kasef is l'ftakino ha'kore ala ksefo k'derech nosi maser. He's adjusting himself, you know, realigning it so it's staying well on the shoulder. So he stops just for a few seconds, which is orche, which is normal. So the Baal Kore stops, but he stops again for something that's normal, to just fix the package, v'katani chayiv. Yet it says that the Baal Kore, is chayiv for the damage of the chavis. If he stops, to have a lay lahazir. The Baal Kore should have warned him, say, I'm just stopping to adjust the package, stop, just give me a few seconds, wait behind me. And he didn't, that's why you're chayiv. So we see they're trying to learn from the mission Amud Beis, that since he didn't warn him, That's why it's chayiv in accordance with Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak. That you, it's all about the hazara that you need to do. And the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the case." Kishamer lafush. What does lafush mean? Says Rashi, four lines up. Lafush is meshunahi. It's something different. Vein rishis rabim asuin lekach. So it doesn't explain. It seems that he's taking a pause. He's putting his package down, or maybe just stopping, just to wait a little bit. Probably stopping to wait. He's holding the beam on his shoulder still. He paused for a few seconds, which is not something that's normal to do in rishis rabim. That's why he's chayv. The Baal Chavis walks into him. Aval amud lekach. But he comes to just adjust for just a few seconds the package, the korah. My, you'd be pater. So therefore, there is an araya from here that it's about requiring the need to give a hazara or not. So Gemara says that can't really be the case, because Adatani Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa makes the following distinction: Vim Amar Lola Baal Bais Amud. If the Baal Korah says to the Baal Chavis behind him, "Just wait a second, give me a few seconds," he's Pater. So we see that the Gemara, the Mishnah, is in the business of making distinctions. So we have the klal, whenever the Mishnah makes one distinction, so then we expect them to make other distinctions as well. So the fact that one distinction is made, the Gemara asks, so liflog v'lisnei bedida. So let's make a further distinction. And it should have said, b'med v'mamurim kishamer lafush, when is he chai, when he stops to take a break? Aval amr lakas, if he comes to adjust the koreh, he'd be pater. So the fact that it did not make such a distinction, Hakamashmalan comes to teach you that Afagav the Amr Lafush, Kikamar Lo Labal Bais. That's the first initial suggestion. The Gemara says, no, the reason why it says later on such a distinction, Kamashmalan, the Afagav the Amr Lafush, the reason why later on it's teaching me that even though he stopped to pause and take a break, which normally would be Chayiv, there is a way ahead to do that. Kikamar Lo Labal Bais Amr Pater. So even though normally you cannot take a pause in Rosh Hashanah, it's something that's considered Mishunah, if you give the proper warning to the people behind you, then you'd be allowed to. Then in that case, you're Pater. But either way, you see from all this, there still is no Rai from here, what the Machlok is of Yochanan or of Nachman, whether we're Paskin, it's about Niskal being Boshea, or rather Hayalo Lamod V'lo Amod, or it's about Hayalo Lahazir V'lo Hizir. That Machlok is really inconclusive still. Morana quotes another Rai, Toshma HaKadarim V'Zagigim, the Kedarim, the pottery makers, and the Zagim, the glass makers, right, that's the Zagimar, I think, glass makers, Shayu Mahalchin Zachazer, they're walking behind each other. Niskal Harishon Vanafal, the first guy trips, he falls on the ground. Niskal Hasheni, then the second guy trips, Barishon on the first guy. Vashlishi Bisheni, it's a whole pile up here, the third guy and the second guy. See, now you have three guys all on the floor. So who's Chayv and who? Rishon is Chayv and Niskal Hasheni. The Rishon, the first one who tripped, is Chayv to pay the damage to the second guy. Vasheni, now he's also chayv in his keshlish, he's chayv to pay for the third guy. V'machmas rishon naflu, then rishon chayv in his kekulam. But if the third guy also tripped on the first guy, so then the rishon is chayv in all nizke kulam. V'im his hiru zeze p'tur, but if he gave the proper warning, the guy tripped, he said, "Oh, guys, stop, I just fell, please, and wait a second," then he's pater in all the damage. So what's the situation here? My lav shlohaya lo lahamod, is it not a case where he wasn't able to get up, and only because he gave hazhara is he pater? But if he didn't give the hazhara, he's chayiv. Mar says, no, lo, shahayo lo lamod. No, the reason why he's chayiv is because he could have gotten up, and he didn't get up. Aval lo haya lahem lamod, but if he wasn't able to get up, enachanam bimai pater. So again, there is no raya if it's like Rav Yochanan or like Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak. So Gemara asks if that's the case. If that's the case, Adatani Tesefa, from the fact that the Sefa says, Im Hizir Zed Zepater, if they warn each other to stop moving, then they'd be Pater. So then make that a further distinction. Liflog will listen, make a further distinction and say, Bematvam Amur, when is this true? Shayul Olamot, it's only true when you warn each other, when you have the ability to stand up. If you warn each other, then you're Pater. Avalohayul Olamot, but if they weren't able to stand up, then they'd be Paturin, even if they didn't warn each other. So Hakamashmalan, they come to teach me that the Afa Gav, the Hayalol Lem Lamod, even though they could have gotten up, Ki Yaziru Zedzeptur. I mean, they should have gotten up, they were able to get up, but at the same time, we let them stay on the floor if they want to relax a little bit, as long as they warn the people behind them not to come forward. Again, same back and forth, no clear raya, whether we pass in like Rav Yochanan or like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So comes along, Amar Rava says, Rishon Chai Beniske Sheni, Bain Benit, in the case we just brought above, where they whole pile up. So the first guy who falls is chayiv in the niske sheni, bein beniske gufo, bein beniske mimono. Whether or not the guy himself gets injured, the second guy gets injured, or whether his kalim get broken, he's chayiv in all that damage. Sheni chai beniske shlishi beniske gufo avalo beniske mamono. So when the second guy falls, so he's only chayv to pay for the bodily damage on the third guy, but not chayv to pay for any of the money, the monetary damage. So Gemara said, "Mimarafshach, what's, you know, make a decision here? In niskal poshehu, if the guy who trips is called a posheya, so then sheni na'amil chayv, he should be chayv. It probably should say kulam. He's chayv in all the different items." The niskal poshehu, if we hold that the niskal is not considered posheya, I feel rishon ami lifter, then the first guy should even be potter. So what does the Gemara say? Lamin alpha merbeis, rishon vale poshehu. The first guy is certainly posheya, and that's why it's chayv in niske gufo and niske mamono of the sheni. Sheni agufo mechayv the haya havelo lamo v'lamod. The second guy's chayv to pay for any of the bodily damage because he could have gotten up and he didn't get up. But amamona pater damerle high bira lav ana krise. But he's pater in any of the mamon because he says this pit. I didn't draw this pit. I didn't cause this pit. I wasn't the one who dug the pit up, and therefore he's pater in any of the kalim. I'm just wondering right now. Didn't we say by boar? If the din is a boar, so isn't a boar pater mekalim? You don't even need this taina. But the idea is that right now, he's not considered niskal, the second guy, because someone else caused him to trip. So he's not posheya. But now that he's on the floor, and he could have gotten up, by him staying there, he's in essence a boar. He's a human who became a boar. So a human became a boar, it's chayv in niske, sure, not, but pater bin niske kalim. We would say he's pater in niske adam, also we said. So it can't really be a boar.
The case is that the guy is saying that he's the guy who fell, the second guy who fell, he's saying that he and the other guy fell on top of him or because of him. He's saying because of him or his mamon or his property.
He tripped on the second guy's property.
In other words, the second guy who fell,
right,
he was carrying something.
Correct.
So so now the third guy who fell on him, so the guy is not, so the second guy is not, he's whether it's chayv or potter, in this case it's potter, he's not because of him. In other words, he's potter because he either fell on him and or he fell on his whatever he was carrying.
Versus either whatever he fell on, whether it's
the guy's property.
But whatever it's a guy, whether it's a sheni guy or the property of the sheni guy, either way, the chi of his midin boar. He's a boar now. So the question, if he's right, a boar is potter in kalim. So you don't need this taina and saying that I didn't dig this boar. Let's say it is. If it is boar, he's pater mekalim without that.
But if we're saying it's posheya, it's not midin boar, right? It's midin adam. On the side that he's posheya.
So then the question, if he's now what at times saying he's adam,
you can't lower your chiyuv by being.
She's saying adam. So the fact that he's a person, but that's only if he's a person. If it's the property that causes damage, that would be. Midin bor, but let's say the person adam mazikli adam mualiolam. So then he's chayvim baones. So then he should be chayvim bekalim as well here. To which we're saying he has such a taina, which we're able to acknowledge as no, I didn't create this. It's not me. So he's less responsibility. He's only responsible to niske gufa. But why that distinction though? Either he should be mualiolam for everything or not mualiolam. So I don't know if they discuss.
I mean, in the last mission that we learned about, someone pours their stuff into the Rishus Harabim, or someone puts other stuff into the Rishus Harabim, there's Zevel or other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we said the person's chayiv in those cases too, right? And we were talking about Kalin there as well. We were talking about the tanful, the dadog, and other things. Those were also cases. You seemingly asked the same question.
Uh-huh.
But he's saying that the second guy is
linked to his actions, not to his actions as a human.
Uh-huh.
So the second guy is not chayil because he fell because of the first guy. So even his kalim, even the second guy's kalim. You saying?
Okay, I can see the way. I see there's a whole long footnote here, a couple of footnotes about this.
Yes.
The question is, where is the nezek coming from? As is from the sheni, is it midin adam or is it midin bor? Some combination, something different. Okay, what to think about? Asks the Gemara now. Meisivei says the Gemara. Kulam chayavim al niske gufan. All of them, going back to the discussion of all the whole pile up, they're all chayav in niske. Gufan, any of the bodily damage. Upturin al niske mamona. They're all chayv on, rather, they're all pater in all the niske mamona. My lava, filo rishon, even the first guy, it sounds like he should be pater min niske mamona, which goes against what we said above. And God says, lo, libarmi rishon, all them except for the first guy. But v'hamit kulum katani? It says all them. You can't say all and add in the words, except for one guy. So my, hi, my. If you say all the guys, including Rishon, are Pater, Miniske, Mamona, I knew to come that sign Kulan. That's why it says Kulan. If you say everyone except for the first guy, my Kulan. Listen, Hanizikin. Meaning what? Listen, what? Should we say Niske Gufa either? Even? Wait, I'm looking for a Rashi here.
Yeah, which means this. That was, that's what Rava said. Kulan on Ezekiel means all the ones who got damaged, but not the first one.
All those who got damaged, which would imply everyone other than the Rishon. The Rishon didn't get damaged, he was the Mazik. So the fact that it didn't say that, it sounds like that's not the case. Rava says, Rishon chayv bein benizke gufo desheni, bein benizke mamona desheni. The first guy's chayv to play all damages, whether it's gufo or mamono, of the sheni. The sheni chayv benizke shlishi, benizke gufo valo, benizke mamono. So the sheni guy, this is what we said above, that he's chayv, the sheni is chayv to pay only nizke mamono, but nothing more. Rather, nizke gufo. But he doesn't have to pay for Nizke Mamona. My Taima. What's the reason? The Havale Bor. It's a Chai Bor. That's what we said above. That's our question. My Taima, the Havale Bor. Velomatzina Bor Shechai Bor Sakelim. It's Mamash what we said. The Shani guy must have seen this before. The Shani guy who he became a Bor. He fell down and he became a Bor. And the Halach is that a Bor is Patim Kalim. That's why it's Chai Bor Nizke Mamono, the Kalim of the third guy.
So we're talking about if his kalim do damage, not if he causes damage to the other person's kalim.
I can think it could be either way, because you're saying if it's a person, why can't the person become a boar? So Tani was saying become Adam is always a mu'lalam. He can never be a boar. Is that where you're coming from?
Yeah, well, I think it's Mashmi here that we're talking about.
Why does it have to be only his kalim? Why can't it be he himself?
It was he himself, so then he should be chayav on everything.
Because you're saying Adam Mulam.
So it
could be going back to that discussion. There's a machlokas Tosas Ramban, how far we take Adam Mul Yolam. A few of the onus, we say.
Maybe if he's like unconscious and he's going to be a bore. Like a person who could be a wall and he's sick
of it, he doesn't know. Right. We have even a few of the Gemara says, Misha says, he's chayav, but he's even when he's sleeping. But there's a case, how far do you take onus? If onus gamur, Tosas or Ramban have extreme cases, that onus gamur, whatever that means, are you chayv in that case? I don't know if this is considered onus gamur or not. Okay, whatever it is, I don't see any. Okay, let's see. Hanichel manda, this makes sense. Hanichel Shmuel, damar kol takala borhu. This makes sense according to Shmuel, who holds any type of takala, anything that's in the way is bor. What does kol takala include? Let's see. Look at Rashi, you're on halfway down the wide line, the small Rashi, Hanichel Mishmuel. Iklamemar, the Gufal Shasheni Isle Tars Bor. He himself becomes a Bor, so you have Adam becoming a Bor. So that makes sense. Now that gets into the question, why isn't this Adam Mual Yolam? So I would suggest maybe because his mamish Anas Gamur. Some other guy caused him to trip, he couldn't stop that at all, so maybe it's Anas Gamur, and he would have a din of a Bor as opposed to a din of an Adam Mual Yolam. But Ela Lerav, Damar. Rav says not true. Not all takalas become a bor. E afkere in ilo lo. Only if you're mafkert. But if you're not mafkert, then not. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says elo l'rav damer e lo afkere lo have a bor bishma mamon ikal meimar de mafkir inish. His property that fell, that makes sense. All the packages that can serve as a bor. Elo goof mi mafkir. Our very question is what the Gemara is talking about. Whether the person becomes a boar is dependent on Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says everything that's in the way is a boar, even a person. Rav says it's only something that's hefker. A person is never hefker, so he can't become a boar. Only his property can become a boar. So Gemara says, Michael Lemer, what are you going to explain according to Rav? Liolam kedamar mikar. Really what we said initially. Udikash lecha kulan chayavim targame Rav Adabar minyame kame deravina shuza kulam bekelim. So, really referring to what we said above, what do you mean what we said above? Which initial understanding? That the Rishon guy is Poshaya, and he's Chayv in Nizke Gufo, he's Chayv in, because Adam Mazik, he's Adam Mamul Yolam. So, the question we had above, it said, Kun Chayavim, everyone's Chayv in Nizke Gufo, and everyone's Pater, Nizke Mamonam, implies that even the first guy Even the first guy's potter on Niskei Mamono, so that we only were able to, the only way you could explain that Rishon is potter in Niskei Mamono is if you assume that Rishon is coming Midin Bor. That's the only way we could explain this. So says the Gemara, yes, Targum Rav Adabar Minyami, again, Kame de Ravina, Shehuzku Kalim Bekalim. We're not referring to where the person becomes a Bor, we're referring to where the Rishon's Kalim becomes a Bor. And when the Rishon's Kalim becomes a Bor, Kalim is a Dinra Bor, and Bor is Pater from damage that causes to other Kalim. So yes, when we said above that all the cases, the whole pileup, they're all Chayv in Niske Gufo, but they're all Pater in Niske Mamono, referring to when the Kalim of the Rishon caused damage, where it's Pater in Kalim. But Ein Hachanami, if the Rishon person himself, the Gufo, causes damage to the Shenish Kalim, he would be Chayv in those, because he's Adam Muli Olam, Afilu Benizke Kalim. Hope that's somewhat clear. Okay. As you go through Baba Kama, you start seeing all these things come together, all the different details. Starts to make sense a little bit. Fine, let's do a few more lines and we'll stop in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Im Machmas Rishon Naflu, Rishon Chai Benizke Kulam. So if they all fall because of the first guy, so then the Rishon Chai to pay all the damage. So what does that mean, Machmas Rishon? Hechidami, Hechinafel. So Gemara says, Rav Papa Amar de Pascal Orche Kishalda. He stopped the entire way. He's blocking the whole way like a shalda. What's a shalda? Rashi says in the three lines up, Kinevela Hamushlachas le Maver Haderech Berachvo Mimales Galaderech. Like a dead animal lying across the whole street. That's how he fell. So every person who walked by was because of him. And according to Rav Zvid Amar Kichutra de Samyusa. This says Rashi in the bottom, two lines up. Kimakel shasumin shemagashis hasumabo, like a stick that someone who's blind uses to poke around. It's like a stick lying across. Upamim shehu moshita l'rocha v'derecha megashish. I'm not sure why the difference, why they're choosing different examples. Sounds like they'd be just, you know, really pointing out the same idea. But either way, that's the situation where he's blocking the entire way, and that's why he's chayiv in all of them. Okay.
The difference.
Oh, look at Tosas. Tosas writes in the bottom, Kechutra de Samyusa. I Rav Papa Palik. He's actually arguing Rav Papa. Misvir le Rav Zvid, dechi paskel orche kishal de lohaya rishon chayiv in his case shlishi. If you're lying down like a dead animal, you're not chayiv in the third person's damage. Shaya lo lizar kishura hasheni shenafal. Aval bechutra de samyusa ad having baal achson kishniska rishon v'rosh hachutra osa shiba achakach v'niska besof hachutra lo ra'u. So what's happening here is when you're lying like a carcass, I guess you could have warned. When you saw the second guy fall, you could have warned the guy, but if you didn't warn the guy, isn't he chayiv in that case?
I guess he could have seen him.
Who could have seen him? Who should have? The first guy should have warned. The first guy saw the second guy fall, so then the first guy should have warned the third guy. In which case, that would make him more chayiv. Not sure.
Who did the carcass?
The third guy.
Yeah.
Who did the body? Who did the animal?
Well, the first guy should have won this.
There wasn't animal. We're just comparing it to.
But isn't Ninus a point of patri? If a person falls down, so he's considered a Ninus. He falls. He's on the floor. Whatever.
So that's what we're saying. The Gemara says if he couldn't get up, so he's completely pater. It's only if he could. He could have stood up, and he didn't stand up. Then that he becomes posher for that.
But that's only for what?
For we're assuming that he's a din of a boar, so he's chayv in niske gufo, but he's pater in niske kilim. Right.
So now you have the other guy that's going on top of him.
Yeah.
And so now this guy's on the floor. Somebody came on top of him. He couldn't get up. So, whatever, he has this guy, right? Now the third guy comes along, and it's like a pile. So the third guy comes along, and now by this point you have two guys on the ground. So the guy didn't see it either. What was he doing? Reading his cell phone?
Could be. Again, you have to figure out the details.
Two guys. The first guy, I know he's small, but then you got two guys on the ground.
People don't look where they're walking, and the people trip up. So you have to figure out exactly what the details are, but these are general principles you have to apply.
Third guy, so who's on the case of the third guy? You can't blame the first guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The first guy's blocking the whole way, and the third guy, let's say, tripped on the first. No, he's not gone. We're talking about a case where he's still there, lying there, and the third guy also tripped on the first guy.
There was enough room between the first.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was the second guy?
He was lying this way, the long way. So first guy this way, and then that guy on the other side of him. So that's why he's responsible in both parties.
But I think this is saying
they happen about the same time. Sorry. How about if they both think that they're this way, so they could have both fallen at the same time? This guy fell by this part.
It could have been the same time. There's no difference whether the same time or different times.
Well, then it would be considered not like he's going over the second one. It would be over, everybody's like the first. That's it.
Yeah, I hear. Why call him a Shani and a Shlishi? It could be.
Right.
Yeah, I hear.
It would all be number one.
Granted. What are you saying, Tosos? Yeah?
What Tosos is saying is that when it's, according to Rav Zvid, when it's the guy straight across the road, and now two people, now the second guy fell over, it's very clear to the third person he should have been careful, the third guy. Not that they should have warned him, the third guy should have been careful, not Lee Zahir.
He should have been careful.
But when the guy's at an angle, he's in the lock zone, so theoretically the second guy could fall over here, and he's falling over here, he wouldn't have necessarily seen the second.